الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Thank you. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In the previous Jumu'ah, we spoke about the importance of working on our marriages and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon us the importance of treating our spouses, our wives, with love, care and attention. And we also spoke about the importance of understanding that لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها, that one cannot inherit women as was the practice in the times of ignorance. And if there is not the middle path taken, if the middle path isn't taken, then there will be oppression on the person, on the individual. At the same time, it's very important to understand that in a relationship, there are two individuals. There's the husband and the wife. So just as a husband has the responsibility of looking after, loving, caring, giving attention to the wife also has the responsibility of having respect for the husband. And this is why when the husband leaves the home, then one of the ways that she has to fulfill the rights of the husband is to look after the property of the husband, to be trustworthy in the property of the husband. And ultimately, as individuals, this can only come into fruition and practice if we have the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our minds and our hearts. And once a person, whether it be the husband or the wife, has this responsibility at the forefront of their mind, that I want to please Allah. This is my destination, that I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then only will that person be able to carry out the duties that are upon them. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has recognized each individual. So once there was a companion by the name of Anjasha. He was a slave and he had a very beautiful voice. So when they were traveling once, some of the women, they were inside the camel. They used to have the hawdaj, a box on top of the camel, hidden. So they were sitting on the camel, and it just happened that whenever Anjasha would say some couplets or sing something, then the camels would run faster. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Anjasha was saying this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that the camels are moving faster. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Anjasha that be careful with the glass. Yani handle with care. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam metaphorically gave the example of the women as being glass. Qawarir. In the hadith it comes, the word qawarir was used. Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam use this? Because he understood the temperament of women being fragile. So we as men, as husbands, need to make sure that we treat our women in a manner which is befitting, but at the same time, the women, our wives need to understand that they need to have a certain level of respect and for the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So men have the authority, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, have the authority, but not superiority. Superiority is إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The one who has the most taqwa is the most noble in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the world, for the system of the world to run, there has to be authority. There has to be someone in a higher position than another. At work, we see this throughout our lives, in every situation. And that authority has to be respected in certain situations. It doesn't mean that it's a dictatorship. At the same time, it has to be done with consultation, with care, looking out for one another. And the reason we're picking up on this subject or speaking about this subject at this moment in time is, many a times we see that marriages are in the worst state or in a very bad state, where the husband and wife, they're not getting on. And the cornerstone of a good society is a good marriage, because the repercussions of having a bad marriage falls on the children, the grandchildren sometimes. And we don't realize how our actions and our lack of having the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the forefront of our mind leads to generational effect, negative effect. This is why we need to ensure that we are always trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are trying to strengthen our relationships with different individuals, whether it is our spouse, whether it's our sister, whether it's our brother, whether it's our uncle, our auntie, whoever it may be, our grandparents. We are trying to improve these relationships for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that in our deen we have been enjoined to and encouraged and commanded to maintain those relationships within the family unit. Because if we have a good relationship at home, then we will be able to do the tarbiyah and the upbringing of our children. So the responsibility of the wife at home is, she has so much of an influence, many a times, so much of an influence on the husband and the children. Encouragement, gentle encouragement with respect, gentle encouragement with etiquette. How can we make our home a home with an environment of deen? For that, many a times the husband will be out of the house working. The mother is at home. The wife is at home. How can we maybe introduce ta'aleem of a book, reading of a book every single day? The mother takes a responsibility that we will read at this time and it's my responsibility and we will sit down. This will encourage our children then to become more inclined towards having that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will see the fruits of marriage. What we mentioned a few Jumu'ah ago about marriage being a means of peace and serenity and tranquility, and being from the signs of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we experience this sign? The reason why we don't experience this sign is because we don't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the forefront of our mind. That am I pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now? What I am doing right now, is it pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it getting me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And finally, One thing that we all need to do is make dua for each other. Make dua for the community. Make dua for the person that's sitting next to us. Make dua for those people that we know and we don't know. Because people are struggling. In their marriages, they are struggling. There are issues in the marriage across the board, whichever age range you look at. So we have a responsibility that we work on ourselves individually, and we make dua for those individuals, for ourselves first, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the experience of that peace and tranquility within our marriage. And that all of our brothers and sisters who are within our community and beyond have this experience as well. Why? When we make that dua, the angels will make dua for us. And we need that dua. We are dealing with relationships with humans, male and female. And we want to experience the sign of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for that, we need to make an effort. For that, many a times you hear of individuals who have, you know, this terminology, this word, narcissist. Many of you may have heard of this. Before the 1990s, it wasn't used. If you check on the usage of this word, you'll see that before 1990s, it wasn't used that much. What does it mean, a person who has, you know, a lack of empathy, lack of care, self, you know, motivated in terms of just one, cares about himself, doesn't matter about anybody else. If we have these kind of qualities, we need to look for some kind of cure. Where do I go and make sure that how do I cure myself from these narcissistic traits that I may have? I'm not really bothered about anybody else. It's all about me, myself, and I. And we hear this, that a person, sometimes you hear of stories where someone has done something, somebody else, and you think, how is it possible? How can a human being do this to another human being? Why is there a lack of empathy? Why is the person not able to understand that I am harming the other person? Why can't they see it? So we need to analyze, reflect, self-reflect. My life, the individuals that I am communicating with, how do they perceive me? How do I perceive them? How is my relationship with them? And what am I doing to better myself and ultimately reach my destination, which is gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how can I become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to help one another in enjoining good, forbidding evil. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to remember each other in dua as well. The month of Ramadan is coming as well. Let's prepare for that as well, inshallah. But as I requested to stand up and make the saf, if we can just quickly make the saf. Any gaps that are in front of us, inshallah, just fill the gaps. Jazakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين أمر بالتعاون على البر والتقوى لما في ذلك من الخير العاجل والآجل ونهى عن التعاون على الإثم والعدوان لما فيه من الشر العاجل والآجل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب في هذه الآية الكريمة يأمرنا الله تعالى أن نتعاون فيما بيننا على البر وهو فعل الخيرات وأن نتعاون على التقوى وهي ترك المنكرات وينهانا عن التعاون على الإثم وهو المعاصي والعدوان وهو الاعتداء على الناس. فعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبركم بأفضل من درجة الصيام والصلاة والصدقة؟ قالوا بلى. قال إصلاح ذات البين، فإن فساد ذات البين هي الحالقة
وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها. صدق الله العظيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. As I requested, quickly to make this off.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والسماء والطارق، وما أدراك ما الطارق؟ النجم الثاقب، إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ. فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق، خلق من ماء دافق، يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب، إنه على رجعه لقادر. يوم تبلى السرائر، فما له من قوة ولا ناصر. والسماء ذات الرجع، والأرض ذات الصدع، إنه لقول فصل، وما هو بالهزل، إنهم يكيدون كيدا، وأكيد كيدا. فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل؟ ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل؟ وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل، ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل، فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.